Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife this morning, Reverend A.
Good morning.
So good to see you here.
Good to be here.
Go ahead. You want to say something? No. We're going to be discussing lesson 44, God is the light in which I see. And we appreciate you being with us, mighty companion. Thank you for being here as well. Let's take a good deep breath and join together for a moment of silence before we continue. God is the light in which I see. Today we are continuing with the idea for yesterday, adding another dimension to it. You cannot see in darkness, and you cannot make light. You can make darkness and then think you see in it, but light reflects life and is therefore an aspect of creation. Creation and darkness cannot coexist, but light and life must go together, being but different aspects of creation.
In order to see, you must recognize that light is within, not without. You do not see outside yourself, nor is the equipment for seeing outside you. As essential part of this equipment is the light that makes seeing possible. It is with you always, making vision possible in every circumstance.
Today, we're going to attempt to reach that light. For this purpose, we'll use a form of practice which has been suggested before and which we will utilize increasingly. It is a particularly difficult form for the undisciplined mind and represents a major goal of mind training. It embodies precisely what the untrained mind lacks, yet the training must be accomplished if you are to see.
Have at least 3 practice periods today, each lasting 3 to 5 minutes. A longer time is highly recommended, but only if you find the time merely slipping by with little or no sense of strain. The form of exercise we will use today is the most natural and easy one in the world for the trained mind, just as it seems to be the most unnatural and difficult for the untrained mind.
Your mind is no longer wholly untrained. You're quite ready to learn the form of exercise we'll use today, but you may find that you will encounter strong resistance. The reason is very simple. While you practice in this form, you leave behind everything that you now believe and all the thoughts which you have made up. Properly speaking, this is the release from hell, perceived through the ego's eyes. It is loss of identity and a descent into hell.
If you can stand aside from the ego by ever so little, you will have no difficulty in recognizing that its opposition and fears are meaningless. You might find it helpful to remind yourself from time to time that to reach light is to escape from darkness. Whatever you may believe to the contrary, God is the light in which you see. You are attempting to reach God.
Begin the practice periods by repeating today's idea with your eyes open and close them slowly, repeating the idea several times more. Then try to sink into your mind, letting go of every kind of interference and intrusion by quickly sinking past them. Your mind cannot be stopped in this unless you choose to stop it. It is merely taking its natural course. Try to observe your passing thoughts without involvement and slip quietly by them.
While no particular form of approach is advocated, what is needful is a sense of the importance of what you are doing, its inestimable value to you, and an awareness that you think very holy. Salvation is your happiest accomplishment. It is also the only one that has any meaning because it is the only one that has any use at all to you.
If resistance rises in any form, pause long enough to repeat today's idea. God is the light in which I see, keeping your eyes closed unless you're aware of fear. In that case, you'll probably find it more reassuring to open your eyes briefly. Try, however, to return to the exercises as soon as possible.
If you are doing the exercises correctly, you should experience some sense of relaxation and even a feeling that you are approaching, if not actually entering, into light. Try to think of light, formless and without limit, as you pass by the thoughts of this world. And do not forget that they cannot hold you to the world unless you give them the power to do so.
Throughout the day, repeat the idea often with eyes open or closed, as seems better to you at the time. Do not forget. Above all, be determined not to forget today. God is the light in which I see, and so it is. Let's join together for a brief moment of silence again as we consider this wonderful lesson. So we're being guided, as you can tell, no doubt, that we're being guided to be more informed and practiced in meditation. That's what this lesson is directing us to. And he says, you know, 3 to 5 minutes is wonderful. He also says that longer is recommended. And I remember when I first started, you know, in meditation, it was frustrating because I imagined at that time not being very spiritually informed at all. I just kind of dove in based on a quick read from the very first book I picked up, actually, which is very short and just kind of started directing me to be present. But I believed then that, okay, so the point of meditation is to quieten the mind so that there's just nothing. There's no thought. There's nothing. And I worked on it and worked on it and worked on it, and I was using all kinds of tools, you know, incense and candles and earplugs, you know, to block out the light and the sound. And it was really frustrating because I thought I was failing. Because what I didn't realize is that the human mind, the ego body mind, is a thinking machine. That's what we created it to do, is to think. And man, it just thinks and thinks and thinks and thinks and thinks. But it thinks in images and it thinks in fragments. And it's when we put the images and the fragments of a narrative together that we create stories. And then we get entrained in the stories. And they takes us into the future or some projection, or it takes us into the past and some correction. Rarely do we be in the present moment because it's the thinking journey. It's like getting on a ride, and, you know, until you get off of it, you know, you're on the ride. Mm. And the thinking mind, I finally realized, was always taking me on these ridiculous rides. Mm-hmm. And of course, the miracles helped me then to begin to understand that I don't need to try to create a space of absolute nothingness. I only need to step back from that thinking mind and observe it, because it has no power if I'm not on the ride with it. I can step back and watch the ride, watch the merry-go-round go round and round and round, and it's not going anywhere. It's just going in a circle. And I can step back and be very comfortable and very at peace, because I'm no longer, you know, distracted by that ride. So I'm using that metaphor today because the truth is that once I was able to realize that simple point, and then my practice became different. My practice was to not get distracted by the thinking, but to watch the thinking, to observe the thinking. So I became, instead of the person that was trying to force that mind, because I was still operating from that mind, instead of trying to make that mind do something that it's not capable of doing, really, it's challenged to even begin to, the idea of not thinking, is to step back from it. And when that practice then became my focus, it became very pleasant. And I really began now to tell you that it's just, I love, it's like when we got through reading this lesson, I thought, and we had a moment of silence. I just didn't want to stop the silence, right? Because what I'm doing is stepping out of that thinking stream of thought, stepping back. And what I'm finding there now is this interconnection of feeling in the heart space. I find this vibrational connection. Mm. And it's an embrace of love. And it's just, I don't want to get it. I don't want to leave it. So it's funny how it shifted from being frustrated with a practice like this of meditation, not understanding what we were trying to accomplish or what I was trying to accomplish, certainly at that point. Mm-hmm. And now just wanting to be, you know, in that practice at any time I can during the day, simply because it doesn't matter what you're doing. You don't have to be in a certain position with certain tools, and you don't have to be in a closet with no lights. And I mean, you can practice meditation going down the road, driving. You know, you can practice meditation walking. The Buddhists used to talk about walking meditation, still do. But anyway, this lesson is one of my favorite lessons, because here we're now really taking a turn towards seeing that the practice itself is quite simple, and we're just looking to step away from this busy mind was called the monkey mind, I believe, by Buddhists, because it's just jumping around all over the place, and just allowing yourself to begin to enjoy the feeling and the peace that comes with not being on that ride any further. God is the light in which I see, and this light then begins to blossom from the heart space. This vibrational frequency of love begins to be the light that I experience in my quiet mind, present mind.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. I love what you're saying about meditation. And I like towards the end in the lesson, it states, try to think of light, formless and without limit, as you pass by the thoughts of the world. And do not forget that they cannot hold you to the world unless you give them the power to do so. And I know that in my practice, there are times when I am clearly giving them the power to do so. And in those moments, it feels as if they absolutely have a hold of me. Mm. And so this is really, I believe, about just letting go. And letting go of the thoughts and thinking. I always appreciated Reverend Michael Beckwith's definition of meditation as the undistractable attention and the awareness of the presence of God, you know? And so I think that is a lovely way to think of it, that God is the light in which I see. Hmm. It's not external, it is internal. The source of it is not in the world. The source of it is within me and my connection with source. You know, God is my source. I cannot see apart from him, which was yesterday's lesson. I also come to realize that I cannot see in darkness. I think I can, but I cannot. And I think that this is an important aspect to realize. The machinations of the ego mind are such that it will make you believe that you do see, and that its insights are valuable, and that just simply is not so. The machinations is like that merry-go-round. And if you're somebody like me, going around in a circle makes me quite dizzy and nauseated, because I have severe motion sickness. That's a condition that I have. And so that feeling of what these thoughts actually do for me is the same thing as extreme motion sickness, nausea, disorientation, irritability, inability to focus on anything except the misery that is being experienced in that moment. And that's what our thoughts and thinking have the capacity to do. There was something else that I thought was particularly helpful in the reading. It's lovely to remember that having done 44 days of this, that my mind is no longer wholly untrained.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of a threshold lesson from that point of view. And well, I don't seem to be finding what I wanted to.
Well, while you're looking, I just want to share that the symbology of this light, you know, as I was learning the course years ago, I began to realize that one of the major symbols that the light represents is understanding.
Mm.
So I cannot, mm-hmm. if you change, so instead of darkness, just say, you know, I cannot understand in the darkness. I can't really see the truth,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
right? Because light is understanding.
Beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we are talking about mind. And so for a while, because I was thinking, I'm looking for light, you know, and it's been called the golden rays, but it's really to me anyway, it is real, but it's symbolic of the actual understanding as the mind begins to open back to corrective perception and understanding and knowing of truth. And so you can't understand the truth when you're allowing the darkness, which is everything outside you, outside the body,
mm-hmm.
to be your focus. We're not going to find the truth out there.
Right.
I'm not going to understand the truth by trying to see what's out there. We're going on go on that inner journey.
Mm-hmm. And it says, while you practice in this form, you leave behind everything that you now believe and all the thoughts which you have made up. Properly speaking, this is the release from hell.
Yeah.
So it's the release from the hell of all of the thoughts that I have made up. Perceived through the ego's eyes, it is the loss of identity and the descent into hell. And so I just wanted to elucidate that little piece, if there is some resistance to that, to this practice, that to the ego, this is a life-threatening proposition.
It is.
And so it will pull out all of the tricks in the bag in order to capture the attention and make you believe the story that you are your thoughts. And that is simply not so. And I say to our audience and to myself that I do have dominion over where I place my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so is it on light and understanding and God and source? Or is it on the merry-go-round?
Mm-hmm.
And the insanity of a thought system that is not really for my understanding, but relies on my confusion and my instability and an identity connected to it.
Mm-hmm.
So really, it is always a choice.
It is indeed.
Yeah. And during this meditation, we are demonstrating, it says, do not forget today. In fact, remember often. And so even if the 5-minute experience doesn't seem to be fruitful or rewarding, just to remember God is the light in which I see throughout the day is a demonstration of our determination to see. And that we can all practice, you know, today for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. God is the light in which I see. And so it is. And thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
For your comments and your wisdom. Mm. We thank you for being with us and stay the course. We'll be back.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens and into